Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Dewey Burke of Inside Carolina here. And Dewey, Brandon Huffman had probably his best game to date against Tulane on Sunday. Speak to his improvement over the course of 8 or 9 ball games for North Carolina.
It's just reps for him. It's practice reps as much as anything. And he was good tonight. And like you said, the more he's around the rim, the better, because I don't know that his skills are developed that much from outside of, say, 6 feet, other than the fact that he's got a decent-looking free throw stroke. Around the rim, he's really good. He tries to dunk everything, which is the reports that we heard coming out of preseason. You know, he's still got stuff to learn. He's also got to get in better shape. He's not in prototypical Carolina big man condition yet, but he can learn that and get that. But the biggest thing for him is he just needs to practice. And it's interesting thinking about the current makeup of our team. Normally you would say a freshman big man has the opportunity to practice against the older big guys and learn from them. So you think about Luke May, the last 2 years got to practice against Isaiah and practice against Kennedy and even practice against Tony, who's a first round pick. And then Lucas had the benefit of a couple summers in Chapel Hill playing against the pros and the guys that come back. Well, it's different for Huffman because he's just practicing against other freshmen for the most part. You know, he's practicing against Sterling and Garrison and Walker Miller, and none of those guys really know what's going on. So when I say the practice reps are going to help him, it's not so much because of who he's playing against. It's because it's just more time with Coach Williams and the staff, drilling into them the fundamentals of what it is to make sure in the secondary break you're rim running every time if you're the first big down. And if you're the second big down, understanding that as that ball reverses through you, all these options and different things that can happen, and making the right reads and screening in the right place and in our box set. So he's got a long way to go, but he's big, he's long, and he's active around the rim. So those are all positive things.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.